Well, I went to a Sangha meeting in last June in Wat Pa Phong. And when I went to stay with Ajahn Chah in 1967, there were only 22 of us there in the monastery. And in June in 2000, there were over 500 monks assembled for this Sangha meeting. And there's so many branch monasteries, you know, 180 or something like that. And then during this meeting, we had 2 days of meetings, and I usually detest meetings of any sort. You know, I'm a really recluse by nature, and so just the word meeting puts me off. And I think I'm a number 5 in the Enneagram, you know, kind of. And that's the one characteristic I identify with. And this was, and especially these Sangha meetings where they're speaking in Thai all the time and oftentimes they're just rattling on about things that are so utterly boring. So they brought up a big problem for the Sangha in Thailand, 500 monks there for the Sangha Wat Pa Phong, about whether we could allow this certain kind of sweet in the afternoon, which has it's called Kopiko, and it's coffee sweet, but it has 2% dairy cream in it. And so this was the controversy. Whether 2% dairy cream was going to be allowed by... I say, may our problems never get any worse than this. Then... After much discussion about this silly thing, they brought up another one about munities, and this was foundations. And so many of the monks, like in Wat Pa Phong Sang, you've got some who are very learned and clever, well educated, and you've got a lot that are not well educated at all, that don't know anything other than maybe, their life in Ubon from the farm. So, this foundation is a kind of new idea, and the internet and computer and all this stuff is something beyond their comprehension. So it's become apparent now that we've had to protect Ajahn Chah's name, because it's being used kind of all over the place to do anything, and there's no kind of legal right to stop it. So this was brought to the attention of the Sangha there, and they all voiced various opinions.